What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The Drive. First to breaking news in Kansas City.
This information comes courtesy of Yahoo Sports. The San Diego Padres are acquiring catcher Freddie Fermin from the Royals. The Padres get Freddie Fermin. The Royals receive right-handed pitcher Ryan Burgert. I believe that's how you pronounce the gentleman's name. If that's not, I certainly apologize. He has pitched in 11 games this season. This is his first year in the big leagues. He has made 7 starts so far in his career. He has pitched 35 and two-thirds innings, 24 hits, 11 earned runs so far this season. He has a 2.78 ERA. Now, I am not going to sit here and pretend like I know everything there is to know about Ryan Burgert. In fact, I hadn't heard of this gentleman until about 3 minutes ago. We will do our best to get somebody on from San Diego who has seen Ryan Burgert pitch that can give you a much better description of him than maybe I am going to give you. But this is what it looks like and sounds like to me. The Royals are kind of set at catcher. They're set at catcher for the present. They also are set at catcher for the future with Carter Jensen. So that made Freddie Fermin a little bit expendable. And as this team is kind of leaking oil when talking about the rotation with the injuries that have amounted, you kind of needed to do something. If you can get a 25-year-old where just simply reading his baseball card, this sounds like Michael Lorenzen to me, a guy who can start if you need him to, a guy that can be a long relief guy if you need him to, so he provides you that level of versatility. I'm just going to go out on a limb and guess that he's not making a whole lot of money as a 25-year-old first-year Major League Baseball player. If you trade an old backup catcher for a young 25-year-old starting pitcher slash relief pitcher, hard to say that's not a bad deal for you. I can live with that if you're the Royals. Is this maybe the big swing that you wanted the Royals to take at the deadline? Certainly not it. But if you were going to trade Freddie Fermin, I think everybody realized that you weren't going to get back a magical prospect or big leaguer in return. This fills a need for right now and somebody who could potentially factor into their more long-term plans. This is a good trade for the Royals. You've got a guy in Freddie Fermin who's your backup catcher, but you already have his replacement. You got to get through the next 2 months. You got Salvador Perez that can certainly catch if you need him to. You got Carter Jensen in your system that you think at next year will be on the Kansas City Royals. Freddie Fermin was a little bit expendable. So let's use Fermin to fill a void that we currently have on our team as our pitching staff is leaking oil a little bit. So you get rid of Freddie Fermin. You get something that you need in the short term. It seems like a win-win for everybody. So my initial reaction is, good job by the Royals. Maybe they make another move coming up in the next hour or so related to the deadline. But if they do, I think it's going to be pretty much in this vein of player acquisition. I don't think the Royals are making a move today that really moves the needle, both positively or negatively. I don't think they're trading away somebody that is really important to the fabric of who they are. I don't think they're adding somebody who is really important to the fabric of who they are. They traded their backup catcher for their fifth starter down the stretch. I think if they make another move, I think it's that kind of trade. So we certainly will try to track somebody down from San Diego. I want to learn more about this new acquisition, but I think the Royals are done at the trade deadline. Rob, I want to give you a chance to chime in before we get to training camp as the Chiefs have an off day. What's your opinion? What's your take on this move that the Royals just made a few minutes ago?
Our opinions are very much in lockstep, and it's going to sound like an echo. I will point out, according to Jeff Passan, is Jeff Passan a friend of the show?
Of course, definitely.
Either way, he is saying that in a latest tweet that another right-hand pitcher, Stephen Kolek, is also part of this deal.
So I'm catching up.
If you're telling me that the Royals added two pitchers, a 28-year-old in Kolek, because I pull up his numbers, he's exactly what you think he is. He's a reliever, he's done a little bit of starting this year, 28-year-old journeyman, and a 25-year-old starter.
They needed bodies, and they already tried the Rich Hill.
Mm-hmm.
They have Dallas Keuchel. They got a lot of old guys. So instead of having a 45-year-old who has probably made his last major league start, if Dallas Keuchel makes it back, maybe it'll be a little bit better than Rich Hill. It won't be drastically better than Rich Hill. If now you're telling me that somebody 28 and 25 are making those starts, I can live with that.
I also want to point out, someone in the text line asked this question, how many years of control do they get for Bergett? Bergett's in his first year, so presumably he's going to have cost control for a while. He's 25.
How do you pronounce this gentleman's name? I don't want to say it incorrectly. Right now, it looks to me like Bergert. That's what it looks like to me. That's what I'm going with. I just want to be sure.
I'm going with Bergert for now.
All right, I just want to make sure we're on the same page here about this man's name.
You get a 25-year-old starter who is in the first year of Major League Baseball, so he's going to be controllable. He was a top 10 prospect in the Padres system per MLB pipeline before he came up earlier this year. And you get a 28-year-old relief arm, you know, maybe a quadruple-A type of guy for a backup catcher who I think even the people who love Freddie Fermin the most would tell you that eventually Carter Jensen, the plan is to have Jensen usurp Fermin. This is a great deal by J.J. Piccolo. Is it going to be the difference between postseason and not postseason? Probably not. But does it make the team better today and for 2026? Yes. You gave up nothing for two pitchers.
Another.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Takeaway that I have, and again, I am just hearing of these individuals for the first time in my life. I'll get you the financial information on Ryan Bergert here coming up in a bit. Someone texted in, this dude was ranked 7th in the Padres system for his debut. Crazy value for a backup catcher. This is just me doing the say it out loud test. If Freddie Fermin can get you a top 10 prospect in somebody else's organization, their organization might not have great prospects. I'm just throwing that out there. If you were telling me that the 19th best player on the Royals, 20th best player on the Royals can get you the 7th best prospect for the Padres, I don't know how deep their farm system is. It makes me raise a lot of questions. I don't know, but I'm not here to tell you that this is a bad trade. If you got rid of somebody who didn't factor into your long-term plans for two people who could potentially factor into your long-term plans, that is a win on either side. Let me get you the numbers for Stephen Kolek. I believe that's how you pronounce his last name. He has pitched 2 years in Major League Baseball. This year, he has made 14 starts for the Padres. He has an ERA of 4.18. He has pitched 79 and two-thirds innings, 56 strikeouts, 26 walks so far this season. He has given up 40 runs and 37 earned runs, so he's fine. He is exactly what I think the Royals need for right now. Yesterday, we were having the conversation, and Rob, one of your why not the Royals was they just didn't simply have enough starting pitching. That once you got past two or three in the Royals rotation right now, they just didn't have enough. Now, they still might not have enough, but I'd much rather be giving Stephen Kolek start. I'd much rather be giving Ryan Berger to start than continuing to throw Rich Hill out there. That was a losing proposition for everybody. So if you were telling me now that you have solidified your fourth and fifth starter as well as you can at this point, given your resources and what you have to give up, and now it is a simple question of, can you get a couple guys back healthy and can you get the offense going? I don't know if you can really ask to be in a much better place heading into the second portion of the season after the trade deadline than I think the Royals are. To answer your question about Ryan Berger of what he looks like from a financial standpoint, so this year he is making $450,000. He has arbitration the next 2 years. So it's nothing. No money. He was making $760,000. Obviously, some of that has been paid. The Royals owe him $450,000 the rest of the way. Plus, they got 2 years of arbitration left on Ryan Burgert for his 26 and 27-year-old player. You can live with that if you're the Royals. This is a good trade for the Royals. It is hard to push back. It is hard to have a negative opinion on this. A guy who can be your fifth starter. Next year, he can be one of your bullpen arms. You bring in a guy in Stephen Kolek, who's a young guy who also has shown you an ability to start. You're kind of building up that depth. You got to anticipate injuries. I mean, you have guys that have just gotten hurt. Reagans has gotten hurt. Bubich has gotten hurt over his career. So you need to anticipate and kind of have 6 to 8 to 10 guys that you think in a pinch can come up and make a start for you. And it seems like the Royals did that with Stephen Kolek and Ryan Burgert. If you missed it, the Royals have made a trade. We still got a little bit to go until the trade deadline. The Royals give up Freddie Fermin. They have picked up two pitchers, Stephen Kolek and Ryan Burgert. Those are the two players that the Royals have gotten back from the San Diego Padres. If any development happens, we certainly will update you guys. We'll try to get somebody on from San Diego who can speak with a little bit more authority about these two players.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by StreetEasy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.